You know, there's a real art to bumper music. That's one thing I've learned about really good producers that know how to, you know, feed in. And sometimes hosts like to take it over. I don't know whether Phil picks his own or if Copper does it, but you know, it's just there's an art to it. It really is something that really shapes things up. This is Right Side Radio. Phil Williams normally here with you today. He'll be back tomorrow. And back to ranting and raving as only Phil Williams can do. We've talked about a number of topics today on the show, a lot of issues around the state. I do think the Senate race is something that we've talked about. We're just and David from Huntsville wanted to chime in with a thought or a question or a comment on the Senate race. So, David, have at it.
Hi, Ray. Can you hear me okay?
We can.
Okay, you're- good deal. I met you Thursday night at the API event. So
yeah, up on the mountain. Sure, great to see
event.
You.
Good to
yeah.
meet you. My personal belief has always been in the world that we live in, and now we're seeing it kind of come to pass. A lot of people will get. I'm hearing a little feedback, but a lot of people will get so wrapped up with business, you know, jobs, you know, the normal everything, but they don't pay any attention to the real things that matter so much that keep us free and to be able to do everything well, and I think we're seeing that in the day that we're seeing Russia and Ukraine and Europe, Israel, Iran, North Korea, you name it. And I just believe that Mo Brooks and Mike Durant are the two that have the best threat picture of any of those running and are the best two for that. I've met all three of them. Katie also, I'm not impressed. I've not been impressed with Shelby's voting record many times over the years. And I've never had a problem with Mo's record. And I just wanted to throw that out there. I thought y'all did a good job of covering the Senate race. But I hope people really start taking seriously their votes and get a little more, information, you know, before they go to the polls.
Great. Thank you, David. I appreciate your call. It was great to meet you the other night and be up there in Huntsville. And certainly, you know, Mo Brooks, if you don't know where he stands, it's because you haven't listened to him. He is the most straightforward of people who will tell you exactly what he's thinking and why he's right. And Mike Durant has that experience, if it's foreign affairs, that certainly just the military and what he's dealt with as well. A lot to be said for a new perspective. Katie's younger, in her 40s, I believe, and a different decade from the others. Candidates that are running, and it'll be interesting. But I think the bottom line, David, you're exactly right, that people need to really investigate and vote from information and knowledge.
Yeah, and I think too, I took a long time to talk about how frustrating I get with Mo talking about Trump all the time. I didn't really say, you know, some of his higher points, and I want to make sure I'm obviously being fair on everybody. I think when we had Mo come in on the podcast that Ray and I do, 1819 News, the podcast, go subscribe. we had him in there, and I forced him, rather than him ranting about policy or Trump, I just stopped him and I said, I want to hear about you. Tell me about you. Tell me about your wife. Tell me about your kids. Tell me about where you grew up, right? And I don't think anybody knows that he has a double major, one in economics and the other in political science. I don't know that, you know, he has like great children and these other aspects of Mo that nobody knows because he's ranting all the time. And so, he's very conservative. He has a proven voting record. You don't wonder what you're going to get if he goes up there. So I would say those are definitely his strengths. He just needs to figure out. I feel like he would be at 51% right now. If he could figure out a way to, you know, stop touting the Trump stuff and really start to highlight the things about himself that are good, and then the things about his supporters that are good, other than Trump.
It's funny. There was a hearing. This was years ago when he was in the House, and he was questioning somebody, and the person actually said, "Well, Mr. Brooks, do you know anything about economics? Do you have an economic? You know, try to put him down. Like, I'm an economist. You're just a senator. You don't get this." And it was funny for Mo Brooks to go, "Well, actually." Yeah. I have a degree in economics.
Graduated with honors.
You know, and yeah.
That's what he
said. So I do kind of understand this, and it was nice for him to be able to do that. Lee, joining us from Huntsville on Right Side Radio, also wants to talk about the Senate race. Lee, have at it. It's all yours.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
I wanted to say that I've listened to all three. I don't think Mr. Durant has the name recognition. I was not unimpressed with his positions, but I don't think he has a chance, to be honest. I think it's definitely Katie Britt and Mo. And Katie Britt's endorsed by the Chamber of Commerce, and I will never personally vote for a soul that is endorsed by the Chamber of Commerce, ever. So that lost, she lost my vote then. Also, I think Shelby has been a disappointment in the last few years. I agree with their previous caller. And that his, he's been much more of a good old boy Senate guy than fighting for, I think with Mo, you would have a true conservative as I'm sorry, I didn't get the name of the last person that was speaking. I think you do know what you're going to get with Mo. And, I will say this, Trump still carries heavy sway in this state. So it only makes sense that he does highlight his agreements with Trump, whether you like him or not is a personal thing. But I do think that it's smart that he, you know, otherwise Katie Britt wouldn't be highlighting in ads. I know it's not her. It's a group. But they're doing it on behalf of her Senate campaign.
Yeah.
For, you know, they're touting that he does not, you know, about that one time he said something about Trump, like, I don't know, years ago now.
It was 2015,
I just
sure.
think yeah. that yeah. Katie Britt can't run against Mo's position. She really can't because he's very conservative.
But if Mo wasn't putting all of his eggs in the Trump basket, Katie wouldn't even have the Trump basket to go after, and that's what she's trying to do right now. And so what I'm saying is that Mo, yes, I would do the Youngkin, right? And so, like, if you pay attention to Virginia, Trump endorsed Youngkin. Thank you so much, Mr. President. You know, you're a great president. So thankful for what you've done. I'm going to talk about the issues that matter to the people now, right? And he took it. He took the endorsement. He told people he was endorsed by him. But at the end of the day, then he went and he talked about issues and he talked to people. And so Trump's endorsement is extremely powerful. But I don't think branding yourself MAGA Mo and I mean, just like the whole, like, it's so over the top that what happens is he's going after maybe some of these peripheral voters with the MAGA Mo thing. And I think there's some people on the other periphery that are getting so sick of it that they're starting to look at Katie and Mike Durant, if that makes sense. So, but, you know, that's political strategy of which, you know, I'm not a strategist.
Lee, appreciate it. It is going to be interesting to see the way this plays out. I think this is one of those races that at the end of the day, people will look back at the winners and losers and either say, yeah, that's the way to run a race and that worked for us, or maybe he shouldn't have or she shouldn't have done this thing. I do know, as I've told this story before, my son and I driving up I-65 from Birmingham up to Nashville for a Titans game. This was last fall. And my son's pretty aware. He was kind of being funny, but he made his point. He said, well, Dad, I guess I'm either voting – judging by billboards, I'm either voting for Katie Britt or Alexander Shinara, because every billboard was either one or the other. So she's built up name recognition for herself, and I understand Lee's frustration as well. A lot of people here are not fans of the Chamber of Commerce. They seem to be almost anti-business at times, and that may either work, you know, for her or against her, depending on that point of view. So
yeah.
It will be interesting. Still a long way to go. We've got to get to May 24th, and I think we're going to see more and more people, the candidates, trying to lay out exactly who they are. And I just personally, I know that the advisors don't always agree with this, but I personally want to hear you tell me why you're the best candidate, not why the other person is not the best candidate.
Yeah.
And look, Mo Brooks supporting, I think, Ted Cruz in the 2015, 2016. I get that. A lot of people didn't know who Donald Trump was or was going to be and wanted somebody with a – you know, you can't hold that against Mo Brooks. A lot of people that now support Donald Trump, when that primary season first started, Donald Trump was 16th or 15th on their list of all the candidates out there. Nevertheless, when he got the nomination, Mo Brooks supported him. He was the Republican. And as president, I think we all saw what Donald Trump did.
Yep. And I think there's a whole lot of people, especially evangelicals, that did not vote for him the first time that voted for him the second time because there was so many questions about maybe his character or whatever. And then he got in and he served because he's a businessman.
Yeah.
He served his base, right, like a businessman would. These are my customers, essentially. I'm going to serve them. And people that, you know, didn't want to vote for him the first time, they came out in droves to vote for him the second time.
Absolutely. Mark in Huntsville wants to talk about Katie Britt. Mark, you're on Right Side Radio with Ray and Brian.
Hello, Ray and Brian. The stuff about Katie just does not come out. She's a Washington lobbyist, has been. She is the definition of an insider. And these ads against Mo, I don't know. There's obviously no truth in political advertising based on what I hear from her. She doesn't talk anything about her past, what she's done and what she is, and who's supporting, who's paying for her race. So that's all I got to say.
Got it. Okay. Appreciate it, Mark. Yeah, this is a race that, particularly up in North Alabama, because you've got two of your candidates from the Huntsville area, that they're going to have, I think, a lot of support because people know them.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to, is who do you feel like you know and know best and like or don't like, whatever that may look like for you when the time comes. Again, Joey Clark, who's a radio host out in Montgomery that writes for 1819 News, and Brian, you and I have gotten to be good friends with Joey. As he said, he's met all of them. He likes all of them, and it makes it hard because you like all of them. I mean, you know, we've sat there and talked with Mike. We've sat and talked with Mo. We've sat and talked with Katie. And as people, I'd enjoy going to dinner with any of them and just sitting around talking. But it comes down to a pretty big decision of who do you want to represent the people of Alabama that represents you the best in Washington, D.C.
That's it.
Don't know what that'll look like, and that'll be something we've all got to figure that out as we go forward. But that's, you know, and then there's in Huntsville, in North Alabama, our listening audience, you've got also who's going to replace Mo Brooks. That's a whole nother race that we've not talked a whole lot about and won't have time to. I'm sure that Phil's done that, but that's going to be pretty critical. Confident it'll be a Republican. It's been a safely Republican district for a number of years, but that's a pretty wide open race of people going up there to be the guy to join the Alabama delegation and replace Mo Brooks in Washington, D.C. in the House of Representatives. We'll be back for the last segment, wrap up this Monday edition of Right Side Radio, which is, as Phil says, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Phil will be back in tomorrow. Stick around. Ray and Brian will wrap this thing up with the Monday edition of Right Side Radio on News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM. Hang out. We'll be back in a minute. Hey, this is it. This is Right Side Radio on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. Phil Williams will be back tomorrow and do this thing the right way for, what is it he calls the Right Side Renegades or the Right
No,
Side?
No, the Right Side, not Rascals. Oh, Rascals. Ruffians.
Ruffians, yeah, yes, Right Side Ruffians.
Phil never would have forgave me if I forgot
you'll
that.
You'll have your leader back and be able to do that. I am Ray Melick, 1819 News, along with Brian Dawson, also 1819 News. You can read our stuff, see our website, 1819news.com. We've had a good conversation today. We led off talking a lot about gambling budgets with Justin Bogey, who is with the Senior Director of Fiscal Policy for Alabama Policy Institute. We've talked political races. Didn't really talk much sports as much as I'd want to. I've got 30 years of that, and that's something, as I said, that's always a lot of fun. Couple of things we didn't get into that are still going to be addressed. I say going to be addressed, but Brian, real quick, school choice just looks like people want it. 80% of Alabamians say they want it, but the legislature just refuses to go with it.
Yeah, if the cronies could figure out how to get rich off school choice, we'd have it. That's the way I look at it. But yeah, the AEA is obviously stuffing Republican coffers full of money. The AEA used to run the state under Paul Hubbard, is a Democrat organization. ALGOP, the Alabama Republican Party, has bylaws that strongly discourage Republican candidates and legislators from taking money from the AEA. We expose the fact that they are taking money from the AEA, gobs and gobs of money.
Hundreds of thousands of
dollars. Yeah, I think a total like over a million, like when you add it all up. But so the AEA has now found influence within the Republican Party, and these Republican, you know, legislators that are taking money from the teachers union are the ones that are pushing back against school choice. And so we did a write-up, an expose on that. Exposed that was going on, and had some follow-up opinion pieces, some radio appearances, and some podcasts that really hammered that issue home. And the chairman of the Education Budget Committee, I'm probably butchering that, but Danny Garrett from Trustville, I think he's from Trustville. Gave back his AEA check and said, you know, this is, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, there's for exactly how he said it. I don't want there to be an appearance of a conflict of interest, right? And so we think that's great, and we'd love to see more of that. But yeah, the AEA is now buying off Republicans and fighting against the people. So
you know, it's one of those things where they've got 44 lobbyists, which is almost one lobbyist for every two members of the legislature. Far more, even Alabama Power, Blue Cross Blue Shield, you name your big corporation, less than 10 lobbyists for those companies there. So it just kind of makes you wonder what is going on. Well, probably doesn't make you wonder, but yeah, it's pretty obvious. But that's an issue. School choice is not going to go through this time. We did get constitutional carry, permitless carry, that went through. The governor signed. That's an area that we've covered extensively with our Montgomery reporters, also our columnists. And that was kind of a good thing to see because, again, that's something I think is popular with most people from Alabama.
Yeah, no, I was so frustrated when it looked like it was going to die because I'm like, finally, we're going to get some type of conservative piece of legislation. You know, Craig Monger, our Montgomery beat reporter, had heard that they were essentially partnering with Moms Demand Action, I think, or something like that, a radical leftist gun control group. So the Alabama Sheriff's Association was working with a leftist lobbying group to work against us getting permitless carry. Craig calls him to talk about that, confirms those rumors, and then Bobby Timmons goes on the record and says that he would be willing to restrict the Second Amendment to just households. When that story came out, national attention from the NRA, the National Association of Gun Rights, put a ton of pressure on, and it went through. And you know, you won't hear me say this often, but good on KIV for signing that sucker right away.
Yeah, get that done. So that was great. Love to see some more. There's be a few more weeks left of legislative session. But this wraps up today's edition of Right Side Radio. It's been a blast hanging out with you, talking, riffing on whatever's going on in the state of Alabama. Ray Melick, Brian Dawson, 1819 News. Go to 1819news.com. Check us out. If you like it, sign up for the newsletter. Look at our podcast. Give us good feedback. And we appreciate being that source for you. Again, appreciate Phil allowing us to have this time. Appreciate Copper for guiding us through here on some technical difficulties, particularly earlier. We look forward to talking to you again. Stay with Phil tomorrow on Right Side Radio. Have a great evening.